Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here with Devin Moran, who will be one of the Lucas Oil Championship contenders at Eldora Speedway in the Dirt Track World Championship coming up on Saturday. Devin, let's start off. You really, you know, made a lot of ground up at the end, closing in on that top four, because you were back around sixth or seventh just a few weeks ago, and then you strung together some really solid finishes. Do you feel like you got some momentum on your side going into Eldora?
100%. You know, I feel like we still don't have the overall speed that I feel like we need. Obviously, I feel like Ricky Thornton and Bobby Pierce have been the best two cars in the country. But we finally found that consistency, you know. There for most of the year, just a lot of us have been really inconsistent. And that's been my biggest problem is I could have a couple good runs and then a couple bad ones. And I feel like it's not like we're great, like I said, but I feel like we finally have got the consistency figured out. So now that we have that figured out, we can finally start working on the speed side of things, you know.
And one of the things I've been asking the other guys, you know, the championship aside, this is a 100,000 to win race. I mean, this is no small potatoes here. But are you guys treating this just like, you know, any other big race at Eldora, or because the championship's a part of the story, are you I don't know, maybe doing something a little out of the norm?
Not really. So it's kind of crazy that we actually have 2 weeks off beforehand, because we're usually racing all the time. So, I mean, we're doing a little bit of extra, just making sure all of our everything's prepared, everything's where it needs to be. We've got both of our cars ready and all that. But other than that, not really. I mean, I feel like I said, we've had speed and we've been decent here the last couple of weeks. And now we're just trying to make sure we've got everything right. And hopefully the night of the race, we can make the correct decisions, you know.
You know, obviously at Eldora, you know, the huge races have Dirt Late Model Dream and the World 100 there. But is that a place where you feel comfortable? Are you happy that this race is being held at Eldora?
Yeah, I mean, I love Eldora. It's one of my favorite racetracks in the whole world, you know, and it's one of the best racetracks in the world. So, I don't think it could be held at a much better racetrack. I kind of hope if they keep the same points championship deal that they have, that they move it around to different racetracks, because I feel like it might be better for different drivers to be moved at different racetracks. But for it to be the first year here, I'm excited and I'm pumped, and I think it's going to be a really great event.
All right, and this will be the last thing, but as the race is playing out on Saturday, how much, while you're sitting there in the cockpit, how much do you think you'll be thinking about the other three drivers, you know, with Thornton, Davenport, and O'Neill? Will you be aware of where they are, you know, in terms of, you know, as the laps start to click off and you're thinking, okay, I'm the second of those four, I've got to find a way to be the first of those four?
100%. And the other guys might say that they're not going to be thinking about it, but I can promise you the top four is all going to be thinking about it no matter what, because, I mean, that's $200,000 on the line, you know. So if I'm in third or fourth, and I know them guys, if I can look at the board and see that the second guy in line is in seventh, then I might race a little bit smarter. But, like, if he's in second and I'm in fourth, I know I'm going to have to race way harder and not quite as smart to try to do what I can to get up through there. So it's one of them deals. Maybe they won't be, but I'll definitely at least be paying attention to them. And it's kind of a race within the race, so you just got to do what you can to put yourself in position and try to win. And if you're not good enough to win, you got to do what you can to get in front of the other three.
All right, race fans, that's Devin Moran. He'll be racing for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Championship coming up on Saturday at the Eldora Speedway. Hey, I'm sorry, I pushed the